Hello again. We're coming to you from the trenches. I'm Rita Sand.
And I'm Tina Hernandez-Laschetti.
Today, Tina and I will take you to some of the anti-war demonstrations that took place a little over a week ago in Chicago, commemorating the two-year anniversary of the official U.S. attack on Iraq.
We'll take you to a prayer vigil organized by the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights.
And we'll hear about the semi-finalists in the contest to win a contract for the electronic voting machines coming to your polling place by spring 2006. For Indy Media headlines and news from Chicago and around the world, visit our internet address at www.chicago.indymedia.org. We're coming to you from the trenches. As early as 6 a.m. on Saturday, March 19th, anti-war demonstrators took to the streets in several feeder marches, stopping to protest at key locations like this Army recruiting center on North Clyburn, on their way to a 2 o'clock rally at Federal Plaza.
So here we are outside the military recruitment center right near Cabrini-Green Housing Project. The octopus has its tentacles reached even into the ghettos of this country. This is where they get people to sign up. This is where you sign on a dotted line. This is where you sign your life away for the U.S. Empire.
The speaker was interrupted by a voice alarm from a car parked in front of the recruiting center that chanted, "I've been tampered with. I've been tampered with."
And we could say the same things about our neighborhoods and our communities with these military recruiters coming in tampering with our lives. These people set up shop in the ghettos and barrios all over this country. And they try to tell these young people that their lot lies with the rulers of this empire. They try to tell people that it makes sense for them and that it's honorable in some way for them to go and kill people around the world who are just like them. No. This is not what we're fighting for. This is not the future concentrated in this day, March 19, 2005. This is a day when we celebrate the resistance of people all over the world to what this empire is trying to do. This is a day when we confront these war makers and we can confront these empire builders right on their own turf and all over the world. Right now, people all over this planet are rising up in protest against what this government's doing.
What's this democracy look like?
As this group of about two dozen demonstrators walked down Orleans carrying signs and a coffin, drivers honked in agreement, while six Chicago police officers followed on bikes and drew near occasionally, trying to hand demonstrators orders to disperse.
Or to disperse.
At 11:30 a.m., Michigan and Chicago, six white buses, six paddy wagons, and about 50 police occupied the intersection, bringing mixed feelings amongst bystanders. Do you know what's happening today?
Well, we've heard about it. We're actually from Minneapolis. We're here visiting for the weekend. We heard there's going to be some kind of demonstration, so we're just kind of seeing what's going on. We don't know too much about it.
Okay. What do you think of the police presence in the area? Is it just?
I think it's good that the police are here to keep things under control.
I think the police presence is good. It's kind of an odd cause to be out here demonstrating for.
What is your take on the U.S. presence in Iraq?
It's good. These people demonstrating here, Iraqis have never been able to do this. So now they have the chance, thanks to American presence in Iraq.
I think it's a difficult position we're in right now because we're there, we made the decision to be there. But once again, as I say, I hate to see there are over 1,500 deaths of soldiers that are there. But sometimes, like anywhere, that's a price you pay to have the freedom we have in this country. Right or wrong, I think it's something we just live with.
I have a brother who's currently serving in the military in Iraq, and I just pray he comes home safe. That's all.
It's different when it's personal.
Right.
I mean, everybody can stand here and make the decision, but I think it affects you personally. It has a whole different light.
I mean, I know we had to fight for what happened to us on September 11th, but at what cost? You just have to wonder, at what cost? You know, he didn't find what he said was there, so he should have pulled them out. They don't belong there. They need to come home. I hope they all come home safe.
What do you think of the protesters who are here today?
I think we all have freedom of speech. It's one of our, you know, one of the amendments, and it's one of our rights, and we should be allowed to say what we think and what we feel. And unfortunately, some people take that right to extremes, and I think that that's why the police need to be here. So I just hope that it ends peacefully and that no one gets hurt in the process of saying what you believe.
I think every American, every person here in America has a right to protest. That's what we're fighting for in Iraq, basically to give those people the same, I would say, civil and human rights that should be available to any person. So I don't think the protesters should be penalized for exercising those rights.
As I spoke with these bystanders, protesters across the street called out the names of American soldiers and Iraqis who have died since the March 2003 invasion.
Majid Tahir Mashuen, 50 years of age, died by an American missile attack.
Fox Travis A, confirmed dead, 11-03-04.
Makaya Ekabi Alabaniv, 60 years of age. She died by a shrapnel.
Lynch Matthew D, 10-31-04, confirmed dead.
Arqua Trich Kifer, 10 years of age. She died by a shrapnel.
Paul Jeremy D, 10-30-04, confirmed dead.
Marwan Hussain, 14 years of age. He died by an American missile attack.
Scarborough Michael P, 10-30-04, confirmed dead.
Marwan Hussain Mitna Adbani, 17 years of age. He died by an American Liberty missile.
At Oak and Michigan Avenue, leaders of the March 19th coalition attempted to proceed with plans to hold a press conference and to march down Michigan Avenue, despite the court rulings in the city of Chicago's favor to stop them. Chris Giovannis of the March 19th coalition explained the situation to the crowd and to the corporate media that gathered at the corner.
So, we're waiting here for a couple of other folks, Reverend Jake, Reverend Kim, some other people who are going to hold a press conference here. Press conference that the police told Alderman Joe Moore on Friday we were not allowed to have. After that, there will be an effort to negotiate with the police to exercise our constitutional rights by walking peacefully down Michigan Avenue on the sidewalk, if necessary, to get out information to our fellow residents about the real cost of the war. There are a number of people in this crowd with flyers. They are double-sided flyers. They advise people on one side that our constitutional rights have been canceled here. They advise people on the other side what the real costs of the war are. Over $2.1 billion to Chicago residents alone. Take these flyers. Take as many of them as you can. If we are given an order to disperse by the police, people need to use their best judgment. Obviously, you know, we don't want people to go to jail. We're peaceful, nonviolent people. Take these flyers and hand them out as you make your way to the legal permitted rally at the Federal Plaza at Adams and Dearborn at 2 p.m. Now, it is our hope that police will at least give us the courtesy of pretending that we don't live in a jackboot state by allowing us to hand out these flyers. And it is not illegal for you to do that. In order to become in compliance with the ordinance, you cannot obstruct foot traffic, you cannot obstruct pedestrian traffic, and our lawyers tell us that if you travel in groups of more than 20, the police could use that as a pretext to arrest you. So, in fact, it's probably better to travel in twos and threes and fours and fives. Take your time. Have a good time. It's a beautiful day. Talk to people. Stop in coffee shops. Pin up these flyers. Get the message out. We wanted to be here legally, because this is where the people are. And while we're very grateful to our friends in the corporate media who are here today, we know that we can't count on them to really do what we think is a fair job of getting our message out there. So, everybody who's got these flyers for distribution for other people to take, hold them up. Flyer people, where are the flyers?
Jim Fenerty of the National Lawyers Guild observed from across the street.
My name is Jim Fenerty from the National Lawyers Guild, and I'm here today as a legal observer for the National Lawyers Guild. We have many legal observers out here, both law students and lawyers. What I'm concerned about here, there are people gathering here on Oak and Michigan, and I had talked to a deputy chief on Thursday, and I asked them that my people, the Lawyers Guild observers, not get arrested. They're here just to observe. I just ran into the lawyer for the police department, Sherry Mecklenburg, who told me, I told him he can't do that. And she said, you're going to get arrested too, being a legal observer. So, I mean, they're hell-bent on making arrests here. Looks like they're going to surround people now. And any minute, looks like they're going to, there they go, see? Looks like they're going to start arresting people. So I got to keep my eyes on this. I'm over here so I can get a better view of what the police do, because we want to document and see what happens. They're taking out, look, they got their cuffs on, plastic cuffs. That means the dog that's over there probably going to get two sets of cuffs.
Yeah.
But there's some babies over there, or there's a lady with a baby carriage.
Thank you.
It is our honor
and
responsibility to protect your right to demonstrate.
The Chicago Police Department gave orders to disperse and told protesters that they should go to Bughouse Square, then march down Clark Street. Yet, the protesters did not hold a permit for any of these sites either.
My name is Bill Massey. I'm from the Answer Coalition. I am here as a veteran of the Korean War. I've also been in the civil rights movement and did jail time with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I find that the city's actions are completely outrageous and against anything that is constitutionally right. There is no legal right for the city to not allow us to demonstrate. The Constitution allows the right of free speech and free assembly. It also allows the right of a free press. We have been threatened with arrest if we hold this news conference. We are holding it. We will stand up for our rights. If it means going to jail, we will go to jail, but we will be back out and on the street, and we will continue this struggle until we win. Thank you. We have seen in past unjust wars, that when the authorities see the tide turning against them, that they respond with attacks on civil liberties. And that is precisely what we are seeing here today. The city of Chicago is clamping down on free speech because people are turning against this war.
After two warnings, the police moved in as Andy Thayer of the March 19th Coalition began to speak.
Police are surrounding the people in the press conference.
Thayer was arrested, as were two others who were trying to disperse down Michigan Avenue. Protesters were surrounded and only allowed to walk west on Oak.
Dear God, we come at this time asking, Lord, that you be with us, strengthen us, give us courage.
Reverend Paul Jakes, who was also part of the news conference, took over the megaphone with a calming voice as police pushed the crowd down Oak Street.
And so we ask that all of you will take hands as we pray, as we do the prayer of dispersal. Let us all take hands as we do the prayer of dispersal.
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear God, during this Lenten season, we ask God that you be with us, that you guide us, that when we meet today at 2 at the Federal Plaza, that you will give us justice, that you will give us a voice that cries in the wilderness to let our people be saved that are in Iraq, are young men that are dying and need justice.
Amen.
And we need your help now.
Amen.
We ask that you change the mind of President Bush and those that are in council. Please, as it is your I ain't going to nobody. Turn me around. I'm going to keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up the freedom lane.